Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to EMS Limited Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. EMS Limited was incorporated in 2010 by Mr. Rambir Singh and Mr. Ashish Tomar, and is involved in the business of sewage solution provider, water supply system, water and waste treatment plants, electric transmission and distribution, road and allied works, operation and maintenance of wastewater scheme project WWSPS, and water supply scheme projects WSSPS for government authorities and bodies. Let us now begin with the introduction of the management team. We have with us today Mr. Rambir Singh, promoter and chairman of the company. Also joining with us today is Mr. Ashish Tomar, promoter and managing director. I would now like to request Mr. Rambir Singh, promoter and chairman, to give his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
मैं रामवीर सिंह चेयरमैन ईएमएस लिमिटेड आप सबको इस कॉन कॉल को प्रारंभ करने से पूर्व नमस्कार करता हूँ आपको बताते हुए मुझे बहुत खुशी है कि कंपनी ने श्री एस के कंसल जिन्होंने आईआईटी रुड़की से बीटेक किया उसके पश्चात 40 वर्ष तक वाटर सेक्टर में एज ए इंजीनियर सरकारी विभाग में दिए और वाटर सेक्टर में 40 वर्ष तक उन्होंने अपना कार्य किया और वो विभाग में एचओडी तक पहुंचे उसके पश्चात अब हमने मैं कंपनी का सीईओ नियुक्त किया है तो इस क्वार्टर के परिणाम और भविष्य की योजनाओं के संबंध में आशीष तोमर के बाद श्री कंसल जी आपसे वार्ता करेंगे थैंक यू
थैंक यू सर I would now request Mr. Ashish Tomar, promoter and managing director, to share with the audience the company's performance in Q2 and H1 FY26. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Good day, everyone. I am Ashish Tomar, managing director of EMS Limited, and I warmly welcome you to our earnings call for the quarter end September 2025. This brought us challenges largely due to unexpected high monsoon rains, which affected underground execution across several projects. Underlying business strengths and margin remains intact. We continue to focus on disciplined execution, timely delivery, and restoring growth momentum in the coming quarters. Thank you for your continued trust in EMS Limited. We look forward to sharing more details and answering your questions during this phone call. Thank you.
Mr. Kansal, please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm SK Kansal and recently has been inducted as CEO of the company, though I was associated with the company in different roles since last one and a half year. So now I am CEO and I would like to draw your attention that the company was a private limited company since 2013 and in FY13 we were around 107 revenue. We did the 107 crore revenue and in 2009, that is in 6 years, we did it around 320. That was three times of the revenue. And again in 2025, again after 6 years, we completed it around 970. So in every 6 years, we have tripled the revenue and that gives an average CAGR of every 6 years, 20%. And even in 12 years, we have given the 20% CAGR with PAT from 17 to 19%. So this is about our company. As far as this quarter is concerned, in this quarter, we have a decline of about 26-27% in our figures because of the obvious reason of pan-India rains. Basically, we are operating in six states and in all the six states, we are having the sewerage and pipeline works in abundance. So that has been the tendency of every company who is dealing with the digging works, that the Q2 is generally poorer than the Q1. In recent 12 years, we had faced it 9 times consecutively from 2013 to 2022, that Q2 was a bit weaker than Q1. But this year, Q3 is much higher in lower side because we couldn't continue the digging work at all. As you people can understand that once the sewer is laid, yeah, we have to dig first and then we have to lay the sewer. After digging, if it is raining, even after 3 days, then we have to stop the work because of the collapsing of the earth and of the nearby civil structures like building and electrical structures. So practically, we could only perform the work which are over the ground. That is like sewage treatment plant buildings, that is administrative buildings, water treatment plant buildings, or anything which is over the road. But under the road works are practically remained hampered. Although we use that time in planning and getting the drawings approval from the for the EPC projects from the concerned government authorities and even the procurement of the works. But that procurement couldn't be converted into revenue because there are item rate contracts. Supply and laying, if it is completed, only then billing is done and receivable or the amount is received. So we have done the work and we are intact with our projections as far as annual projections are concerned. We are still promising for the delivery of the 18-20% annual growth in comparison to FY25. So this is from our side, and now I invite the questions from the pupil who are interested to ask the questions, and hopefully I will try to give the answer for that. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Raman KV with Sequent Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, sir. So my main question is, our margins have comparatively gone down during the quarter to 21%. So can you give us the reason for this? And also if you can provide some light on the full year guidance with respect to the margin.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, that is a relevant question because we have lower down our Q2 revenue. And now you can understand I was giving the reason. It will be elaborately coming into your mind that we have given the reason that rain was the main culprit and the Pan India rain was very high. Now you can imagine once my labor is deployed and there is raining, they are sitting idle. So we are wasting money to preserve that labor, T&P and everything, and we are not getting output in terms of revenue. So definitely margins will shrink. But even then, our margins have shrinks only with 2% for this quarter, not more than that. So I think this makes justified thing that our labor is wasted, our resources are wasted, and even our supervisory staff are wasted because the revenue which is expected in that quarter couldn't be realized due to that continuous raining season. So even then, we preserved our revenue by our tactics, and that is only 2% shrink. I think I am able to give the answer of your question.
Yes, sir. So for the full year of FY26, what will be the margin base?
Our margins have remained historically intact. That is from 17, 18, 19%, or we can say 18 plus minus 1% type of thing, because this is civil engineering. And in civil engineering, sometimes you have to take the work in stiff competition. Sometimes you have to select the work which are giving you the higher margins. So our average margins with the history of 12 years had remained around 19%. So we are still, because margin is still intact, we have lowered down the revenue in quarter two, but margins are not that much lowered. Margins are just 2.5% down than the other quarters. So margins are still intact, and we are very sure, and we are giving the guidance that we will intact this margin throughout the year. Means whichever our history suggests, that will be our margin in the near future also. So that's it.
So
margin,
we have not much
compromise on the margins till now.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the quarter revenue is definitely down with the obvious reasons, not due to some unknown reasons. It is very, very obvious reasons that underground work cannot be performed, keeping in view the safety, security of the structures and the human beings. But margins are narrowly shrinked.
No, I understood, sir. So, but historically, when I'm looking at the margins, we have done,
right,
in the previous 3-4 years, we did around 24% to 25%. Now you are saying 18% to 19%.
Yes. Yes,
so
yes,
I just want to understand what changed led to this margin drop from 25% to 20%.
What happens in government EPC projects, once you are having larger volumes, you may have some more competition in the business sometimes. And there are some selections and some difficulties which are reducing. So since last 3-4 years, I think we are giving the margins around 20% only. That margin is only 20%.
On operation-based
margins, basically. And if there is some other income, suppose interest income, if you add that, that may say that it is 21, 22. Otherwise, operational margin is around 20% only. So that is a very big margin comparing the with the other peers of the water sector companies. I think we are one of the best margin givers. Because we select the projects on the basis of merit and on, there are so many reasons. If you want to go in detail, I can tell you what are the reasons that we are giving good margins.
No, no, you were talking about PAT margins or EBITDA margins?
I am talking about PAT margins.
Okay, understood, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Divyansh Thakur with Fintrust Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on the result. Sir, I wanted to ask about the 25 to 30% year-on-year growth on a standalone basis, like which will translate around to 1,250 crore to 1,300 crore. So, if we looked at in the first half, we had done around 411 crore. So, we need to almost do 830 to 890 odd crores in the second half, half of the year. So is it still intact? Do we see that being achieved in this year?
Yes, Mr. Divyansh. I think I am audible to you. Traditionally,
yes, sir, you are audible.
What happens in H1, we gives around 40% of the revenue, and in H2, we gives around 60% of the revenue. Except last 2 years, otherwise the history says that 40% in H1 and 60% in H2. This year, because of this Q2, we couldn't do that revenue, so we will definitely give twice of the revenue what we have achieved in H1. It means 33% in H1 and 66% in H2. So that will be around 1150, and again it will be 20% growth annually. There is no doubt about that. We have planned that. We have ramped up the progress, and that will be visible in Q3 and maximum in Q4. That you will see. But annually, we will give the same growth which we were giving since our inception. That's no doubt about that. Because we couldn't do the digging. That is why we couldn't get the revenue, because revenue is generated only after supply and laying. But we have procured a lot of material for which we have not received anything, because from government department, supply and laying is the only item. So we are going to ramp up this. We have ramped it up since October, or the rains stopped whenever it happened. And now it is dead sure that we will give it in December and in March quarter. December we will go very good numbers, and March we will cover everything to finally end with the 20% growth in comparison of FY25.
Okay, sir, that, That's really helpful. Sir, I also wanted to know about the update on the Brij Bihari company. Like, there was, I read the con call, in the last con call, there was some issue regarding depreciation and, like, any update on that side would be really great.
Brij Bihari has been renamed as EMS Industries and it is already a subsidiary of EMS Limited.
Mr. Thakur?
I think I have answered it. Probably you haven't heard it. Brij Bihari is the EMS Industries now, and it is a wholly owned subsidiary of the EMS Limited. Subsidiary of the EMS Limited.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you. That's really good.
Next question, please.
A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Yashwanti, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. As you explained, we understand it is basically cost overrun because we have to yet to realize into the further revenues. So we expect what, just wanted to understand the first thing, what is our outstanding order book and of that how much we expect to realize in the revenue by FY26?
Madam, our unexecuted order book is precisely 2388 CR. Which we are having in our hand, and we have the tenders in pipeline of about 4,000 crore, and we are expecting minimum 500-600 crore rupees further orders to be added in this financial year, and we are also eyeing some big projects in Madhya Pradesh, and if it turns in this financial year or the next quarter, first quarter of the next year, that will be around 1,000 crore rupees more in some districts of Madhya Pradesh. So order book is quite rich. We are still 2.5 times of order book, unexecuted order book of FY25. And in this typical civil engineering industry, if the whatever is the order book, we can easily expect 45 to 50% of the execution, because the completion period is usually 2 years. So if I am having the order book of 2,400 crores, I can give you the revenue of 1,100 to 1,200 crores. That is the status of FY25 end. And now we are adding into it, so we will be able to deliver that growth of 20%, which we are consistently giving since last 12 years after the inception of EMS Private Limited. So I think I have answered this.
Yes. So in that case, sir, as we are seeing the materializing the revenue, so what kind of a FY26 margin? We understand you are talking about a 20 to 25% on the top line growth. So can we expect the margin to move upward an upward bias?
I think what I have understood is you wanted to know the market size in India for the water and wastewater sector. Is it right?
No, I'm talking about a margin, sir, operating margin. You said that...
Operating margin, our PAT is intact around 18 plus minus 1%. So that will remain intact.
Yes,
definitely. It is, even we have low revenue generation in Q2 with the obvious reasons I have already told, our margins are intact, slightly shrinked by 2% or something. Due to, you can understand, due to wastage of labor, they are waiting to rain to stop, then to work, and that is not stopping. Otherwise, our margins are very well within 18%, that is intact.
Okay. Sir, I just wanted to understand, like, how is our winning rate whenever we bid for the contracts?
I think usually of our size company and our ticket size, we understand that around 15% is the winning rate. Suppose we are bidding for 4,000 crore, so we can very well expect that 600 crore rupees order we will win. And sometimes it is more, sometimes it is less. Due to obvious reason, it is a competitive market. We have to do the competition. But if we look forward by the history of our company, it is usually 15, 17, 18% of the winning strike rate, whatever we... apply for.
Okay. And in that case, sir, who would be our close competitors, which can be a threat to us?
I think now in listed companies, there are no very much our competitors, but in unlisted sectors, there are many, 8-10 sectors of our size, 8-10 companies of our size, 2-3 from Mumbai, Ahmedabad, and 1-2 company in Uttar Pradesh and all that. But in listed sector, in our ticket size, there are, I think, Vatek Vavag used to be, but they are now confined only in, you know, sewage water treatment plant and recycling plants, and in which sector we have not yet entered. So Vatek Vavag is not really our competitor that way. And one is Vishnu R. Pugalia from Jodhpur. That is also a listed company in water sector, but they are mainly in Jal Jeevan Mission in water supply. So we are not into Jal Jeevan Mission because we are doing only urban works in water supply and water sector and wastewater sector. So we don't find wherever we do the bidding, so usually we don't face the competition from these two companies. And one another company is VAVIP Limited. That is also in water and wastewater sector, but their ticket size is much less than ours. So we have not, rarely we have encountered their competition. Otherwise, they are in the same sector, but their ticket size is less. So, but in unlisted sector, there are 8, 10, 9 companies which are our competitors and which are in the market.
Okay, so in that case, if there are many unorganized companies, in the sense which are not listed companies, there are no entry barriers to enter into the business, or how the business goes? Just to understand, like, even going forward, what can be the competitive strength and what can be the hurdle for our business growth?
You wanted to know how we are different with the other companies and what is the strength of our company. I think this is your question. Right?
Yes, and what are basically the entry barrier? How do you, how this sector restricts the growth of any new entrant?
Actually, I will take 2-3 minutes because your question is a bit more descriptive type of thing. Actually, once there is a new player, every player who has to enter in any of the sector, let it be highway sector, let it be water sector, he has some eligibility condition. Eligibility conditions include 2, 3, 4 things. What had been his turnover in last 4-5 years? What is his solvency? What is his general condition? And what is his experience of work? Because if suppose you have to take 500 crore bidding, you want to do 500 crore rupees bidding, you must have completed at least one work of 300 crore rupees. So that is a technical eligibility criteria. And he must have certain amount depending upon the state to state and program to program. If it is a Amrit tender, if it is a JICA tender, so there are certain things that you must have, that much solvency, that much. So every company has to go through a particular size of tender only. They can't enter into a 1,000 crore rupees work. Recently, we have got one biggest order of around 700 crore rupees in Calcutta. That is under Namami Gange. So every company cannot come there. Only three bidders were there in that because they were having the only eligibility condition. So every player cannot enter into every ticket size. Suppose there is a company who can enter into 100 crore rupees of work. There is a company who can enter into 200 crore rupees work. And these are the higher figures. The pupil even go for the 20 crore rupees work. If someone is doing on the municipal corporation level, they can even go for 10 crore rupees work, 5 crore rupees work. So their eligibility depends how they have grown up. If there is a person who has done 100 crore rupees work, he can apply for the 150 crore rupees work. Eventually, if he has got 150 crore rupees work and So that depends upon because 60% work he should have completed successfully, including its operation, maintenance, defect liability period and all that. So that is how the eligibility grows. So no company, I think, can double its revenue. So that we call in our terms, that is a organic growth. So organic growth of any company is around 20, 25 to 30%. Otherwise, there are so many other complications. Debt may be there. Working capital crisis could be there. So 20, 25, 30% growth is the organic growth in which any company is giving its 100%, they can do the work. Your second part was how we are different. So I am just telling you that EMS Limited is different in so many ways. this company's founder himself served as 22 years as engineer in public health engineering department, that is UP Jal Nigam, in the capacity of engineer. He knows how to execute the water supply and sewerage work and how to design it, how to operate it. And another distinguished thing in our company is that we do the in-house engineering, in-house procurement, in-house installation, in-house basic engineering packages, in-house operation and maintenance. So generally these other companies, what they are doing mostly, I'm not saying for every company, and I have no right to comment on the working of other company, but they are getting these things outsourced basically. Suppose design they have to do, they do it from some consultancy firm, that is outsourced. But in our team of around 75-78 engineers who are structure engineers, hydraulics engineers, and they are trained, we have developed our softwares also just to enhance the capability of our design. So that makes us different and that gives some more margin to our company. So that is why sometimes the questions are asked that other companies are giving PAT of 12%, 11%, how you are able to deliver 17, 18%, 19% PAT. So these three, four factors which I have told, they contribute for another 6-7% of the PAT margin. I think I have spoken more than your question was. Okay.
Thank you. Ms. Yashwanti, please rejoin the queue for more questions. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Nandini Agarwal with Globe Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I just want to understand that in the quarter one con call also, we know we had an issue due to monsoon in the first 15 days. And the quarter two has also been quite softened because of it. So can we, what kind of risk measures can we expect in the coming quarters? Or can we see some slight business segment change from wastewater management towards civil engineering projects?
Ma'am, may I ask you one thing? Have you heard other answers or you were not hearing anything what I have spoken so far? Just to know, because I will give the answer keeping in my mind that way.
No, sir, I've listened to all of those answers.
You have not heard, no?
No, I've listened to all of those answers.
All those answers. So Q2 is sloppy. I think I have given the reason that it was heavy rains and most of the 50% work we have to do the underground digging, after underground digging. So digging was not possible because if it is raining for a day, and for 2 days we are waiting to dry it up and to start the digging work again. Again it started raining and it happened all over India, you all are aware. And particularly in those six states which we are working, Rajasthan we are working and it was very, very heavy rain. So the reason for the floppy Q2 number is very, very obvious. And next thing is that I think you have asked about the what is the scope of this field in civil engineering? That was your question?
Yes, sir. My question was more on the lines of we are constantly seeing monsoon patterns shifting in India. And if this continues, are there any stringent risk insurance, like insurance measures, or what are we thinking about it to avoid situations like this further? That we lose time due to monsoon. That was my question.
Madam, what we do in monsoon, that can be utilized in two, three things. The monsoon period, which we can ramp up in Q3 and Q4. One thing is we are doing the EPC projects only. So in EPC project, we have to take approvals after designing from the concerning government department. So we use that 3 months or the rainy season, let it be 2 months or 2.5 months. This year it was 3.5 months. So we use to get those approvals, number A. Number two, we try to procure some critical materials. Suppose there are materials which we have to wait. So we don't wait for the quarter to end. We start procurement of the work. But eventually that is not realized as revenue because item is consolidated, that is supply and laying or supplier and installation of the work. So we use that type of thing. in our quarter. And that procurement and that approvals of design will turn into revenue and execution in Q3 and Q4. That is general practice of this type of civil engineering projects which we are having. That is water supply and sewerage and underground digging. So that is from my side. If anything left, I think you can repeat a portion of your question. I will be happy to reply for that.
No, you've answered my question, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, we have reached the end of question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Okay. So I am leaving it with the repeating the things that our growth of the revenue and our margins will remain intact for FY26 also. Now I am handing over it to Mr. Ramveer Singh for a final comment.
मुझे आशा है कि वे कंपनी की योजनाओं भविष्य के प्रोजेक्शन MQ2 के परिणामों के संबंध में आप सभी को वास्तविक स्थिति क्लियर हो गई होगी. कंपनी द्वारा दी गई प्रतिबद्धताओं प्रोजेक्शंस को प्राप्त करने हेतु कंपनी के स्तर पर संपूर्ण सफल प्रयास किए जाएंगे और मुझे आशा ही नहीं विश्वास है कि हम सभी सफल होंगे. आप सभी ने कौन कॉल में सहयोग दिया उसके लिए आप सभी का बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद. नमस्कार.
आई थिंक नाउ ओवर टू मिस्टर आशीष तोमर मैनेजिंग डायरेक्टर ऑफ द कंपनी फॉर हिज फाइनल रिमार्क्स एंड कमेंट्स. आशीष इफ यू आर हियरिंग प्लीज डू.
यस सर. आई लाइक टू थैंक एवरीवन फॉर ज्वाइनिंग अस टुडे एंड थैंक यू फॉर योर कंटिन्यूड ट्रस्ट इन EMS लिमिटेड. वी अप्रिशिएट योर सपोर्ट and remain committed to delivering long-term value. Thank you once again and have a great day.
Thank you. On behalf of EMS Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.